After my heart attack, cash from ActiveCare meant I had choices.
When I had cancer, cash from ActiveCare meant I didn't need to stress so much about money.
What is ActiveCare? ActiveCare is a supplemental health insurance policy that offers protection for covered cancer, heart attack, or stroke, and a choice of cash benefit options from $10,000 to $60,000. If you're diagnosed with cancer, a heart attack, or stroke, you could end up paying thousands of dollars or more in out-of-pocket medical bills. ActiveCare gives you protection at an affordable price. So, get ActiveCare for cash, choice, and control. Active Care is brought to you by Colonial Penn Life Insurance Company and is underwritten by Washington National Insurance Company. Visit colonialpenn.com for more information. This is a limited benefit policy. This policy has limitations and exclusions. For costs and complete details of coverage, visit colonialpenn.com. Someone you know has probably experienced cancer, a heart attack, or stroke. The odds of experiencing one of these are high, which could result in bills for thousands of dollars in out-of-pocket expenses. How would you pay for it? With your savings? There is another option. It's called ActiveCare. ActiveCare is a supplemental health insurance policy that offers protection for covered cancer, heart attack, or stroke, and a choice of cash benefit options from $10,000 to $60,000. And with ActiveCare, the cash is yours to use as you see fit. ActiveCare is brought to you by Colonial Penn Life Insurance Company and is underwritten by Washington National Insurance Company. Get ActiveCare for cash, choice, and control. Visit colonialpenn.com for more information. This is a limited benefit policy. This policy has limitations and exclusions. For costs and complete details of coverage, visit colonialpenn.com.
Well, good morning. Good morning and welcome to the Morning Report. My name is Willie Lawson. The Morning Report is a production of fightbackmedia.com. Fightbackmedia.com. You know, usually once a year, I'll be honest with you, some years I've not had the heart to do a 9/11 show. I'm going to be blunt with you. I've just not been able to muster what it takes to relive what happened that fateful day. I just don't have the spirit. It just wasn't in my spirit to do. But I think this year, it is incredibly important to muster the strength and whatever it took for me to do this, the heart to do this, because of the condition of the soul of the nation at this point. And so what we're going to do today is there was a social media attempt. I think I saw it on FreedomWorks Instagram site and some others to pause politics today on Labor Day. But my idea now is we need to pause politics today. Today. It was easy not digging through news stories and trying to, you know what, and talking about them. And, you know, and it was easy not, you know, today not trying to expose the hypocrisy. And you know, it was easy. Because what I want to focus on, what we want to focus on today is that 19 years ago, today, at about 8:45, this nation was changed, and we were, at least for a short time, we were different. Something horrible happened to us, and we were different. And in a very strange way, at least for a short amount of time, we were better. We were better than we've ever been in my lifetime. We were closer than we ever were. We were all the things that make us great. We were all the things that make America great, at least for the short term, at least for the short term. And today, in remembrance of 3,000 people that lost their life that day, imagine 3,000 people were murdered that day. And you know what? In a couple of our major cities, and some in a field in Pennsylvania, when we were attacked, and we were attacked. They've often said that you'll never be able to destroy America from the outside. And that's true. You're not going to. We are the stereotypical, yeah, I can say whatever I want about my cousin, but if you say something I don't like, I'm going to punch you in the face. We are that country. We are that people. So today I decided to look back in the archives, in the Willie Lawson Show archives. And this is from 2000. What you're going to hear for the next few minutes is after we get back from the break is from 2008. I think it was my first 9/11 program that I had the guts to do, really. So you're going to have to deal with the lack of sound quality because it's not that great. I recorded this on the microphone of a webcam. I don't know if you remember the stalk. It was like a long stick and it had a little circle on the top. Anybody remember that? I think at the time that was my microphone. So the sound quality isn't great. But I think you're going to, I think it's going to touch you in a way that you hadn't thought about in a while. So we're going to take a little break. And when we get back, we're going to dive back into 9/11, 2001. We'll be right back. If you are a true blue conservative, small businesses are near and dear to your heart. They are the lifeblood of our life and economy. I believe this, and that's why my florist is not a website or phone number. My florist is Bloomingdale's Flower Shop, Tampa's premier flower shop. At 11618 North Florida Avenue here in Tampa, Florida, and at 6835 State Road 54 in Newport Richey. Call Christine at 813-933-1942 and at 727-232-6900. She can also be reached on the web at www.bloomingdays.com. One of the things that I get asked most is where can I get information that is not tainted with liberal bias, especially here in the Tampa Bay area? Well, now I have the answer. dbctampa.com, a website by and for Tampa area conservatives. Tampa's leading conservative voices speak freely at tbctampa.com. And you can too. So join the fun and enjoy the freedom at tbctampa.com.
Hi, my name is Taylor Houston. I'm from Phoenix, Arizona. I was affected by this because my friend's mom and dad was on that airplane when the two airplanes hit the towers. But I'm 16 and my zip code is 85037. I mean, it's just sad because I mean my friend lost their parents, and I mean, I know God was with them, you know. God was with them in the towers. God was with them in the airplane. I mean, he's here with us right now. I mean, just watching over them and trying to heal them. But, I mean, people keep saying, oh, let's go on and forget about it, you know. But we will never forget about it because, I mean, it's the World Trade Centers. And I think that's important because, I mean, it's part of the world, you know, and it's history, you know, and I mean, I just think that's important. So, like I said, my name is Taylor Houston, from Phoenix, Arizona, 85037, and I'm 16 years old, and thank you for having me. Bye.
You went to Manhattan.
Italian one.
We just had a plane crash into level 4 of the World Trade Center, transmit a second alarm, and start relocating companies into the area.
The World Trade Center, tower number 1, is on fire. The whole outside of the building, there was just a huge explosion.
We have a number of floors on fire. It looked like the plane was aiming towards the building.
Now
the building just came down. One of them. I don't know which one came down. I don't know if it was one or two.
Where you are.
please hurry. Fire department, 408.
This is 1592.
What's your call, PD? 1597. Let me talk to the caller. Where is he?
He's on the line.
Let me talk to him. Where is this fire staff?
Smoke, new door, 105-25.
All right, sit tight. We'll get to you as soon as we can.
There's some staying up at the smoke room door, man.
We're not barely ready. That's all we can do. Where are you guys up to? We're getting there.
There's a few out there, man. I got young kids.
I understand that, sir. We're on the way.
We've got 105th corner, northwest corner.
We have that problem. Operator?
Yeah.
Come on, man.
Okay, we have everything, sir. I know you do, but it doesn't seem like it. You got lots of people up here.
I understand.
And then you're out in the building, but we're in the room up on the top. Smoke rises to the roof there. We're on the floor. We're in a window. And then we have to be in green now. Can't see.
Okay.
Yeah, what you just heard? You just heard not just one man die. You heard a bunch of people die. One of the things that came out later, you know, that audio, I had to just watch the timer because I've listened to it a number of times to where now I can't listen to it anymore. Because what I don't want to get, I never want to get cold to it. I never wanted to not affect me the way it affected me the first time that I heard it. The first time that I found it and I played it on the show. I never want it to affect me differently. I want it to sadden me. I want it to horrify me. So I never want to get cold to it. I always want to remember the poignancy of it, the emotion of it. not only that everybody at that point, I mean, that was the beginning of the end for a lot of people who were in that building at the time. Not only the people who were on that floor, but a lot of people who were on the floors below them, and a lot of people who were in the street, and the firefighters and the police officers, and the people who had just gotten out of the building but hadn't gotten far enough away yet. For the people who were down the street who got overrun with debris and the noxious fumes and the like of, you know, of what happens when you have an explosion like that, when you have a disaster like that. The beginning of cancer, the beginning of all sorts of lung diseases for tens of thousands of people. You see why we can't do partisan politics today. Do you understand? Now I'm doing this live on the evening before. And if you're listening, if you're in the chat room, please let me know. Let me switch to the chat so I can see you. And we have people here. Cool. Because we are going to ask something from you. If you have a memory of that day, please share it on the Morning Report Facebook page. If you are still on Facebook, share it on the Morning Report Facebook page, either by video or by post. It's one of those moments where people ask, well, where were you? Well, I was working at a local high school, and I was late. I was late getting there. For whatever reason, I was late. I don't remember. I don't even remember why I was late. And when I got into the main hall, I saw a student coming out of that hall who shouldn't have been. And I said, what's going on? They seemed really agitated. And then the student said, my teacher has gone crazy. She says it's the end of the world. And at that point, I just gotten out of the car. I wasn't listening to the radio. At that moment, I didn't have any earthly idea what was going on. And then the student told me that there was a plane that crashed into the World Trade Center in New York. So in my head, like a lot of people like this who heard about it before they saw it, I thought that some idiot in a private Cessna 152 was buzzing these buildings, you know what, illegally, and had run into one of the buildings. That's what I really thought. So I made a left down another hallway, and walked into the chorus room, where my friend Bev Sutherland, who just passed away recently, by the way, was staring at the TV. She was in a room by herself, and she was just standing there staring at the television. And I went and stood next to her. And just as I got there, it was a live feed of the second plane crashing into the second tower. And we just stood in silence for a moment. And then she looked at me and asked me, what the F is going on? And I swear, I looked at her and said, I don't know. But I'm telling you, it was terrifying. It was terrifying. It was like watching a movie. Because when I first got there, I could see the first tower was smoldering. So it wasn't like a Piper Cub at fallen and, you know, had crashed into the building and had crumbled, you know, to the building's feet. That's not what it was. It was a large jet. A huge, gaping, smoking hole in the first tower. And in the second one, it was another large passenger jet right into the second tower. As I watched it go into the tower. And then reports came that there was the Pentagon was under attack. And then later on, another plane that was purportedly headed for the White House had crashed in a field in Pennsylvania. And when we heard about that plane that was headed towards the White House, you know, you were terrified before, but you were frozen with fear at that point. Because it was obvious at that point that we were, as a nation, under attack and at war. That war had come to our shores. And none of us had experienced that. You know, no one since the War of 1812 has experienced war has experienced war here on our shores. We have always taken the fight to somebody else. In our lifetime, in my lifetime. I just turned 60 on Sunday. So, in my lifetime, we'd always taken the war to somewhere else. You know, I grew up, you know, I was born at the end of the Korean conflict. And as a young boy, there was, of course, Vietnam. And then, of course, later on, there was Gulf War I, which is right after this. And then Gulf War II and Afghanistan. And some of the foreign wars that we are still involved with at some point now, even. So I remember standing there with Bev, and I remember grabbing her hand, and we just grabbed each other's hand, and we were both like, what are we going to do? Neither of us had any idea. Any idea at all. And at that point, once we heard about those four planes, the two into the towers in New York, the one at the Pentagon, the one in a field in Pennsylvania, and we're watching 24/7, watching the news stories and all this stuff. Parents were showing up to school to get their kids because they just didn't know. They just didn't know. Were their kids any safer at home? Who knows? But people wanted to be around their kids. So it was, and we had, at the school I was at, we had a lot of military families. A pretty high proportion of military families at the school I was at. And a lot of them came and got their kids. Those people just came and said, I'm taking you home. You're signing out. You're going home. I mean, a lot. Like 1,000 kids. And for the rest of the day, we spent time in the building just trying to figure out what the hell was going on. I remember that I was supposed to go to my second job. Was I supposed to go to my second job? Or I was supposed to have a rehearsal. I was supposed to have a rehearsal, I think. I believe the rehearsal was canceled for obvious reason. The rehearsal was canceled, and I went to pick up my son from school. At the time, my son went to he was in fifth grade, I think, a Christian school. No, it wasn't rehearsal. It was my second job because it was a Tuesday. And my second job, we weren't having the school, while I was teaching lessons, they were closed. So I went and picked him up. My wife was still at work, so I said, I'll go get her son. And I think she wanted that because he was gonna have questions. And not that I had any answers. And I went by, you know, most of the kids were already gone by then. It was still early. It wasn't 5 o'clock yet. It was still early. And I went by and I got him. And we were headed home. And he said, "Dad, what happened today? You know, some people were crying and a lot of people went home because they didn't let them watch TV. I mean, he was 10. They didn't let them watch TV. He was 10, about to be 11 because his birthday is on the 12th of September. And he was about to turn 11. And I said, "Well, some bad people did some bad things today. And a lot of people got hurt." And he was like, "Oh." Yeah. And then I remember riding home in silence. There was no way to protect him from the horror that happened. Eventually, was able to see the replays on television. But I think we were really good about not doing what a lot of people did, and a lot of you did, a lot of us did, because we just couldn't believe it. Watching it again and again and again and again and again and again and again for days. There was literally nothing else to talk about. Nothing else in the world had happened. They had attacked. Terrorists had attacked the United States of America. President Bush made a very good speech that night to reassure America and Americans. I'll be honest with you, I'm very happy that President Bush was in the White House at the time. It was the perfect word at the perfect time. And this, I think the story came out later, it was that they didn't want him to make the speech from the Oval Office because they didn't think it was safe. But he did it anyway. And that was important for the American people to see. That was super important for the American people to see at the, you know, that night. They stopped all of the air traffic because there were rumors that there were some planes headed, there were a bunch of planes still in the air at the time. Think about it. There was a bunch of planes on just a normal Tuesday morning that were still in the air, flying, flipping everywhere, right? Into all the major cities and all the major and minor cities in America. And they stopped the air traffic around Washington, you know, and Boston and you know what, in Philadelphia, you know, in that area, Connecticut, in that area. But they were think about all over the country. There were still airplanes in the air. That at that point we're told that no, they couldn't land. So basically, planes were flying around, you know, when they were running out of fuel, holding their hands up like they had to pee. Yeah, we're going to have to land. And until all the planes got on the ground somewhere. Until all the planes landed. And then air flight was canceled. It's the weirdest thing. If you remember, it's the weirdest thing looking up, especially where I live, looking up into the sky and not seeing an airplane for days. Not hearing an airplane for days. Jets, because we don't live far from a military base, not seeing airplanes for days. You guys remember? I also remember how quiet it was everywhere. I remember how gentle we were with each other. When people started venturing back out to grocery stores and the like, how gentle we were with one another, how we spoke to each other, how we actually seemed to care. People would ask you, "Hey, how are you doing? You guys okay? It's gonna be okay." People trying to be reassuring. It wasn't just a sense of some fake patriotism, some John Wayne bullshit. It just wasn't. People were actually concerned about the well-being of strangers who are American. We were. And it was comforting to see. And we put politics on pause for a few weeks. And then after that, George Bush decided to do after that, that was all up to debate and the like. But I just remember how regular people, regular Americans, treated one another. Especially where around where I lived. And some of us wondered out loud, can we keep this up? Will we forget soon? The conversation was, no, we're going to forget. Just how soon will it be before we forget? And try to go back to our regular lives like always, and the way we treat one another and the way we talk to one another and how divided we can be. How long will it be before we get there? And it happened. And yesterday, and this afternoon, like I told you guys, I'm doing this show on Tuesday night. I'm sorry, Thursday night. Today, even, you saw how divided we can be if we choose to, because it is truly a choice. The division, the derision, the all of it. It's a choice. You don't have to. You don't have to use social media as a way to firebomb people. You don't have to. You don't have to use TikTok or Instagram or Twitter as a way to demean people. You don't. It's all a choice that we have. You don't have to participate in the ugliness if you choose not to. What you can choose to do is you can choose to be kind. You can choose to be gentle. You can choose to be loving. You can choose to be caring. You can choose that. You don't have to go along with the crowd. You can choose to love people. You know, even God gives us free will. God doesn't turn us into robots. He gives us free will to make decisions every day, all day long. So maybe today, on Friday, September 11th, you will make different decisions about how you speak, think, help, right, care, love others. If you are in on the sneak peek, thanks. Appreciate it. We will be back. People will look for on tomorrow, which is September 11th, 2020, year of our Lord. Thank you ever so much. The Morning Report is a production of FightbackMedia.com. 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 We'll see you on Monday. Yeah, here on Monday, the bar is open. That'll be interesting. All right, until we see you again, go out there and learn something, love somebody, and for goodness sakes, y'all take care of yourself. We'll see you when we see you. Bye-bye now.
After my heart attack, cash from Active Care meant I had choices.
When I had cancer, cash from Active Care meant I didn't need to stress so much about money.
What is Active Care? Active Care is a supplemental health insurance policy that offers protection for covered cancer, heart attack, or stroke, and a choice of cash benefit options from $10,000 to $60,000. If you're diagnosed with cancer, a heart attack, or stroke, you could end up paying thousands of dollars or more in out-of-pocket medical bills. Active Care gives you protection at an affordable price. So, get Active Care for cash, choice, and control. Active Care is brought to you by Colonial Penn Life Insurance Company and is underwritten by Washington National Insurance Company. Visit colonialpenn.com for more information. This is a limited benefit policy. This policy has limitations and exclusions. For costs and complete details of coverage, visit colonialpenn.com. Someone you know has probably experienced cancer, a heart attack, or stroke. The odds of experiencing one of these are high, which could result in bills for thousands of dollars in out-of-pocket expenses. How would you pay for it? With your savings? There is another option. It's called Active Care. Active Care is a supplemental health insurance policy that offers protection for covered cancer, heart attack, or stroke, and a choice of cash benefit options from $10,000 to $60,000. And with Active Care, the cash is yours to use as you see fit. Active Care is brought to you by Colonial Penn Life Insurance Company and is underwritten by Washington National Insurance Company. Get Active Care for cash, choice, and control. Visit colonialpenn.com for more information. This is a limited benefit policy. This policy has limitations and exclusions. For costs and complete details of coverage, visit colonialpenn.com.